One of the more surprising budget items slashed during this legislative session was the $1.6 million in funding to combat gangs in Maricopa County. Sheriff Paul Penzone was vocal in his displeasure about it, calling it partisan, and saying the loss of these public funding dollars would hurt the community his officers serve. As you just heard in Jimmy's story, an ICE and Department of Homeland Security operation arrested several gang members involved in high-level crimes. So just how bad is the gang problem in Arizona, and specifically here in the Valley? What gangs are law enforcement officers eyeing, and with what tactics? To answer these questions, we're joined now by Charles Katz, director of the Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety at ASU. Charles, good morning, and let's start with the big question. How prevalent are gangs here in the Valley?
Gangs in the Valley are about as prevalent in Phoenix or Maricopa County as they are in many other communities across the United States, particularly populous communities. They make up, depending upon the community, somewhere around 4 to 10% of a youth population. Once you get older, it declines quite precipitously. Within those that we've interviewed within the Maricopa County Jail, it hovers in the same amount, that about 6% of those who are arrested are a member of a street gang.
Do you find that people join gangs or are members of gangs in Maricopa County for the same reasons they join gangs elsewhere?
Absolutely. Keep in mind that the average gang member is somewhere between the, age of 12 and 20 years old. Most join at the younger younger ages. Most are only involved in a gang for a 1 to 2 year period. Those that we're most concerned about are the people who have not desisted from gangs or remain in gangs for a longer period of time and remain in a gang into adulthood. Those are the individuals that typically cause some of the most problems, including violence, drug sales, and other issues.
Well, Charles, that segues perfectly into the next question, which is, what are these gangs doing? At what point do they really catch the eye of law enforcement where they feel like they have to do their best to break some of these up? How much violence are we talking about?
Well, in Maricopa County, gangs have been fairly under control when compared to other communities. They've been under control fairly well. They're involved in a relatively low proportion of the homicides in the Valley. Somewhere around 10% of homicides are gang-related. This compares to anywhere between 30 and 40% in other communities. And a lot of that is because of law enforcement's response to gangs in the past have been fairly effective here in the Valley. We also have really strong prevention programming. We've had some excellent intervention programming led by different nonprofits, Phoenix Police Department, Maricopa County Sheriff's Department, Mesa Police Department, that really has kept a lid on the problem becoming what it is in many other communities across the United States. And so they're really have been on top of it and continuing to work to keep the lid on the issue here in the area.
Is law enforcement doing something or doing some things differently here? I mean, I would imagine that law enforcement everywhere would like to keep a lid on gangs and work together. Are there specific tactics that are being used here that are not being used elsewhere?
Yeah, the Maricopa County is really led the way in terms of a number of innovative approaches to responding to gangs, some of which have been law enforcement related, gang intelligence, dealing with repeat offenders. Others have been focused on intervention work, where you have street workers going out, engaging in crisis intervention, dealing with gangs so that they interrupt the violence before it becomes carried away. You might have one shooting and you can reduce it to the one shooting instead of it escalating into dozens of shootings. Currently, the Phoenix Police Department is also involved in a focused deterrence project where they are identifying some of the worst gangs in Phoenix, identifying those folks who are at the center of the problem and bringing them in and informing them about which way they're going to move forward in life, providing them with opportunities in terms of prevention, intervention, and then also inform them that if they continue in the way that they've been moving forward, they're going to wind up in prison. And this strategy is shown to be a best practice in a large number of cities across the United States.
All right. Charles Katz is director of the Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety at ASU. Professor Katz, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.